T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning, 7:46 on a Wednesday morning, KNSS. Three big things. President Biden intends to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan within a few months. A third night of unrest in Minnesota after a police-involved killing, more than 50 arrested. 46 states pause distribution of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine over fears of blood clots, Kansas and Oklahoma included. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some areas of high traffic volumes out there at this time, just a few minutes ago, particularly heavy east and westbound Kellogg right around Seneca and the Central Business District. So traffic volumes can get pretty high at this time. You can actually get some areas of some fairly heavy traffic on the roadways out there right now. So watch out, again, just a few minutes ago near the Central Business District. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 58 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 39. Friday, partly cloudy. 20% chance for rain tomorrow. And a high of 57 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. North wind at 8 miles per hour and 41 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Call to reserve a table on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. The cover for Hillary Clinton's first novel will not be mistaken for those of her memoirs. There's no smiling photograph like the one on the front of the 2003's Living History, or the more sober portrait of Clinton for Hard Choices, which came out in 2014. For State of Terror, co-written with the popular mystery novelist Louise Penny, the cover shows a maze-like, four-sided figure with stark red lines, and in one corner, an American flag, all set against a black backdrop. Book has been billed as a high-stakes thriller of international intrigue featuring a novice Secretary of State. It's a position Clinton held from 2009 to 2013, so Hillary Clinton has a new book out. I'm sure that, Ted, you'll be getting one of those for Christmas if you're a good guy. Okay.
I don't think there's a ton of interest there.
I frankly don't have much interest either. Pharmacies are struggling to meet the demand for coronavirus vaccines.
This is House Call for Health. Many pharmacies around the country working overtime right now, managing medications while at the same time juggling COVID-19 vaccinations. Valerie Lambrecht is having trouble getting prescriptions through a major national chain pharmacy and has been told the delays are related to the COVID vaccine.
If I was a brittle diabetic, I would have probably ended up in the hospital. Thankfully, I'm not. And like I said, I don't hold that on the pharmacist. I hold it on the corporation because they're putting way too much on their staff and not enough staff to cover it.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street Tuesday as gains from a handful of big tech companies were tempered by weakness elsewhere in the market. Treasury yields fell, which hurt banks but helped tech companies. The S&P rose 13 points, notching another record high. The Dow slipped 68, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ rose 146 points. Among major tech stocks, Apple gained 2.4%. Johnson & Johnson fell 1.3% after U.S. regulators recommended a pause in its use of the single-dose COVID-19 vaccine. to investigate reports of possibly dangerous blood clots. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Where to park? At Riverfront Stadium. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, here a parking expert this morning. Good morning, sir.
You bet. Good morning, Steve and Ted. Parking help on its way. City going to build a temporary parking lot west of Riverfront Stadium. The lot should be done in time for the Wind Surge minor league baseball season, beginning with home games May 11th. The Wichita City Council approved spending more than $54,000 to hire Don Linger & Sons Construction Company. It'll be west of Sycamore, south of Texas Street, near the Delano entrance to the ballpark. Boeing Company announcing positive order activity for the second month in a row. It delivered 29 jets in March. That's up from 20 a year ago and up from 22 in February. The deliveries included 17 737 MAX jets and the first 787 Dreamliner delivery since late last year. Boeing announced it had net orders for 40 aircraft in March, all of them 737s. And more development in the works for Pawnee and 127th Street East. The opening of Southeast High School to the south has been a catalyst to turn the intersection into a high-profile area. The Planning Commission approved rezoning 19 acres at the northeast corner of the intersection to make way for a new medium-density multifamily development with about 130 units. Buffalo Grove Development Group bought the 19 acres in February. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, if you mentioned this, I missed it in your copy a minute ago, on the parking situation west of the ballpark. Are they not also planning some sort of a large parking garage type thing there?
Yes, that's going to be the same site as the multimodal parking deal. So this is just a temporary lot, and then they'll start building the big structure, the big parking structure there later.
Okay. Well, that area there, it's interesting, that block where they've bulldozed just from Texas onto the south there, where they're bulldozing, where they're doing that. On one corner is a house where one of my friends from high school actually grew up. She and her brothers, she and her brothers Farhaws lived in that house, and it's been bulldozed now. And then down the block, it seems like in the same block or a little bit further south, they had a photo studio there, and we all took our senior pictures there. So I'm sure that's gone. We're going to be gone now, and that's too bad because you know they took a lot of pictures. A lot of seniors went in there for their pictures. So it's
right. Yeah.
All right, but they do need the parking. I'm not crazy about parking across the river and riding a bus with a bunch of strangers.
Right.
You know, because you know when I get in public and I'm around strangers, invariably they want an autograph.
Autographs, and pictures.
They want to know what does Bill Roy really like, you know?
You bet,
A lot of answers that I can't really give them to him.
Kiss my baby.
Yeah. They just want to be close to greatness. Today is National Ex-Spouse Day. Encourages those who have dissolved a marriage to forgive their former spouse and move beyond any anger or bitterness that may remain. Very few marriages end amicably, and even those that do aren't free from angst or regrets. National Ex-Spouse Day. There are a number of attorneys in town making a pretty good living with that.
I think so.
Are they still running 50% of marriages ending in something like that? You know, it was like that at one time.
I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, they were talking about half of all marriages, but then I heard that it was higher than that for a while. I'm not sure.
At this point, this is probably kind of nosy. And you and Gretchen have been together a long time, but. Do you have a prenup agreement there?
Well, no, because I came into the marriage not having any money, I remained 34 years later without any money.
Know the feeling.
Yeah, she was able to get my truck, and that's about it.
There you go. So you got a great marriage, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, just sign with an X right here. You'll be good.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell you what, when you like that, and we were too, you go into the thing with nothing, you don't even care what happens later. So
exactly. Good luck to both of us.
All right. Thank you, sir. 7:55 now.
Yeah, 50% of zero is still zero.
Still zero. Yeah. Yep. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on the pause for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yep, a City League coaching legend for basketball is back in the Wichita City League. We'll tell you who that is coming up in sports.
Plus, the Blur entertainment news on the way.
Oh, yeah, a lot of good items coming your way. Entertainment news in the Blur, that's at 8:35 this morning.
And we'll talk with State Treasurer Lynn Rogers and traffic and weather all in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Steve and Ted, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.